The scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 31 through 33 and 44 through 52. Another parable he put before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches." He told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of flour till it was all leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net which was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into vessels, but threw the bad away. So it will be at the close of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire. There men will weep and gnash their teeth." "Have you understood all this?" they said to him. "Yes." And he said to them, "Therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old." May the Lord have add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Appreciate that reading. I'll share with you up front, but I've been having trouble with sinuses, so I took a sinus pill this morning, and it's doing an okay job, other than it's making me jittery, and I feel like running in the Kentucky Derby. So we may get out of here a lot quicker, because I may just be racing through this. It's kind of hard to slow down. But I want you to think about this scripture, and it follows in the children's moment, having treasure. And Jesus speaks about treasure, and he speaks of it in terms of what it's like. How else would you describe something that you can't see? How would you describe to your children what love is, or faith? You can only go by what it's like. You can't see love. You can see love demonstrated. You can't see faith, but you can see faith demonstrated. So it's one of these things where Jesus is trying to get across to the people around him and to the disciples, this is what the kingdom of God is like. And so he talks about a buried treasure. Now, what would you say the kingdom of God is like? In what ways do you feel it can be seen, if at all? Jesus says the kingdom of God starts out like a mustard seed, then it grows. If it is like a mustard seed and grows, how can we see that? How can we experience that? I believe that while we may describe the kingdom of God in terms of like, it is actually something that we can see. Several years ago, there was a girl in an orphanage. She was unattractive and had mannerisms that were not very attractive either, and so she was disliked and shunned by the other children and was not liked by her teachers. The head of the institution looked for a reason to send her off to some other place. One afternoon, the opportunity came. She was suspected of writing unapproved, illicit notes to someone outside of the institution. One of the little girls had just reported, "I saw her write a note and hide it on a tree near the stone wall." The superintendent hurried to the tree and found the note. He then passed it silently to his assistant. The note read, "To whoever finds this, I love you." Things unseen, pain unseen, yet exist. Heartache is unseen, and yet it exists. desperation exist, yet it's unseen. People can feel these things inside. There may be some of you today who are having feelings of insecurity. You may be having feelings of pain, but we don't see that. But it does exist. Are there times when things are going on in your life that are unseen? Maybe with your children, maybe with your parents. There's a movie that was out recently, and it was based on a book, and some of you may have seen the movie, so you'll know what I'm talking about here. But on June 28, 2005, four Navy SEAL commandos were on a mission in Afghanistan, searching for a notorious Al-Qaeda terrorist leader hiding in a Taliban stronghold. As the battle ensued, three of the SEALs were killed, and the fourth, Marcus Luttrell, was blasted unconscious by a rocket grenade and blown over a cliff. Severely injured, he spent the next 4 days fighting off six Al-Qaeda assassins who were sent to finish him, and then crawled for 7 miles through the mountains before he was taken in by a Pushtun tribe who risked everything to protect him from the encircling Taliban killers. They took Luttrell back to their village, where the law of hospitality, considered strictly non-negotiable, took hold. "They were committed to defend me against the Taliban," Luttrell wrote, "until there was no one left alive." Perhaps you have seen the movie, as I said, The Lone Survivor. The law of hospitality is very strong in the Middle East and has been that way for many millennia. It prompted Abraham to offer food and drink to his three visitors, the Lord and two angels. It is what prompted Lot to protect the two angels in his home in Sodom. While Lot's idea of how to protect them may be appalling to us, that is, offering his daughters to the crowd, the point is the law of hospitality is so strong that it even supersedes the obligation to protect one's own family. Hospitality is a kindness, and it has been said kindness is a language of deaf people, that deaf people can hear it and blind people can see it. We cannot see it, yet it exists. He told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour till it was all leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field." Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value went and sold all that he had and bought it. Love is the kingdom of heaven. Compassion is the kingdom of heaven. Hospitality is the kingdom of heaven. The things of the kingdom of heaven are those things that prompt us to do that which is godly. What have you done that is godly, yet can only be seen from your actions? Would healing an emotional wound qualify? Joe Bailey, in his book, A View from a Hearse, tells of the day his boy died of cancer. He had returned to the clinic to thank them for their kindness and care of his son. As he spoke to the receptionist, she motioned toward a woman whose son was playing quietly with toys in the waiting area. "He has the same cancer your son had," she said. "Why don't you go over and see if you can talk with her?" Bailey went reluctantly over to sit next to her, and they whispered just out of hearing of the boy. "It must be hard bringing him in for the treatments," he said, more of a statement than a question. "Hard?" She turned with anguish in her eyes. "I die every time I have to bring him in. What makes it worse is that I know it's not going to stop the cancer and that he's going to die." Uncomfortable, Bailey ventured, "Still, it is some comfort to know that when it happens, there is no more pain and suffering, and they go to a better place." No, she said with hardness in her voice. When he dies, I'm just going to bury him in a cemetery and I'll never see him again. Bailey waited to leave. It was uncomfortable to be reminded of his loss, and even more uncomfortable to speak with this woman who obviously had no hope of any kind. Then he spoke quietly. I buried my boy just yesterday, and I've only come today to thank the doctors and nurses for their kindness. I know what you're feeling, but I also know there is a better life for my son now. How could you believe such a thing? She challenged. And then Joe Bailey told her about his treasure, the kingdom of God. She couldn't see it, but he could tell her what it's like. That which Joe Bailey gave from his heart, in spite of his own pain from losing his son and his own fear of speaking to the woman in the first place, was in fact God's treasure, which resides in each and every one of us. Each and every one of us. Whether or not we ever use it. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed which a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so the birds of the air come and make nest in its branches. When we reach out to one another, when that seed in our heart from childhood or adulthood begins to grow, we begin to demonstrate the kingdom of God to people. These young people who came up for the children's moment, that seed is there. And they have parents and grandparents who are going to nurture that seed, and it's going to grow. And they're going to see that the kingdom of God is something they can demonstrate every day in their lives, just as we can. When we reach out to one another, when we try to console, heal, when we share the gospel, or welcome someone who is lost spiritually or physically, when we teach life lessons that help children or adults, we take that small seed our Lord has planted in each of us and nurtured it into the greatest of shrubs that becomes a tree and branches out. Listen to these words from Matthew, the 4th chapter. As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him, and going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called to them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And he went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every infirmity among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria. And they brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, demoniacs, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee and the Decapolis and Jerusalem and Judea and from beyond the Jordan. And there it is, the tiny seed planted and growing into the greatest of shrubs. And Jesus says each and every one of us can be just like him. You see how it started? He didn't even have disciples. He went out and got them. And before you know it, that seed grows to the point where they're bringing all these people to him, and he's demonstrating the kingdom of God. And how does he do that? Through healing, through compassion, through love, through teaching. Our teachers are very valuable in our society. They may not always feel valued, but they are very valuable. For the kingdom of God grows out of teaching and preaching and being among the people. That is what our Lord did. That is how he demonstrated the kingdom of God to his disciples. And he went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every infirmity among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and great crowds followed him. The kingdom of God is seen through our actions, for it resides in our hearts. We just have to let it grow. We want that seed to grow. It's waiting to be practiced. It's waiting to grow. The question is, are we going to let it? And if we're going to let it, how are we going to demonstrate that? Will it be through serving at Randy Sam's? Will it be meals for multitude, packing meals so that people can eat? Will it be just sitting and crying with someone who is in pain and suffering? Each time we do a ministry like that, the seed grows. And before you know it, you've branched out. And people look to you because you are like the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is seen through our actions. Through our actions. And that's why Jesus says it is like. And that, my friends, is how it works. The kingdom of heaven is in each of us. We just have to let it grow as the mustard seed. The question for you and me today is, will we let it grow? Will we be that person who goes out to minister to the people of God? Let us pray. Oh Lord, we know how it works, but we ask you to give us the courage and the strength to go forth and to live your gospel, to let that mustard seed in our hearts and minds grow and branch out, that all may know we are your children, that we are about your business, that we want to do that which your Son has set us on a course to do. Be with us and guide us, for we ask this in your Son's name. Amen.